Chapter 2. Our Challenges. It is happening here already. A timid college professor from Cambodia, Pol Pot, went to Paris to study Marxism. When he returned to his native land, he introduced all the tenets of Marxism to that ancient nation. What happened next was as horrifying as it was astonishing. Within just a few years, mobs of youth called Khmer Rouge had rampaged through the middle class, humiliating, torturing, and killing its most prominent members, doctors, lawyers, teachers, engineers, police chiefs. Anyone with glasses was considered a bourgeois counter-revolutionary. You may remember a movie about this subject called The Killing Fields. It depicted the mountains of skulls that were found after the Marxist rampage ended. 2 to 3 million Cambodians were worked to death or killed outright by that mob of insane Marxists. Now, ours isn't a small country. We have about 20 times the population that Cambodia did in the 1970s. But are we immune to the hateful whims of a timid college professor who studied Marxism and then set out to transform his nation? Or does that sound familiar? Does that sound like the insidious process that was started by Barack Obama with his transformation of this great nation into a shadow of its former self? Pay close attention to what I have written for you in this book. Because not only can it happen here, it has been happening here. It is happening here. There are not yet mountains of skulls, but there are mountains of dead souls, and that is the beginning of the end of this nation unless it is turned around. No matter who wins this election, even if it's a Republican divorced from the progressive leftist doctrine of Obama and his cronies, it will be a Herculean task to reverse the damage that this administration has done to all of the fundamental institutions of our great nation through its systematic poisoning of the nation's body politic. This is a book that is both a warning and a hope. A hope that you elect the right person.